Ken Hansen, you're bringing a couple of your horses down from Longford to Hobart meeting on Sunday. And Tiger Khan, he'll go around the last race, which is the benchmark 68 over 2080. But the one I'd like to talk about is Shinto, the return of a very promising youngster that you had last season. Can you tell us what you expect from Shinto first up in race number three?
Well, he's a bit unknown to us. He's one of those horses that's a very poor track worker, but he's just sort of fired up on race day. But he'd done a tendon and we'd added laser beams three times from the Hobart vet, Melbourne vet. We used to bring him down to Hobart. They reckon that won't probably any more, give him more problems, and we've he seems to be going along quite well. This morning we galloped him again and I was more than pleased with him. I reckon he's going to be right in it.
All right. Well, he had terrific form before he hurt the tendon. He had a couple of seconds, then he put two wins together, and they were very, very impressive, especially the last one in Launceston in that open two-year-old. On only eight starters, but he really showed his class that day, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, actually, he'd had that injury before he had his first start, and we'd rung a vet in America, and because we thought it was shin soreness, right. That's what it gave us the symptoms of, and was treating him for that, and he told us that it wasn't, and for us to get him x-rayed and go further, which we did. So each time he kept pulling up lame, so he must have had it right through his prep,
right.
So hopefully if he had it and raced like he did with it then, he should be improved on them two runs.
All right, mate. Well, look, obviously you're hoping Shinto to do well first up. If he does get through this race okay, unscathed, then everything's good, then he looks like to have a promising season for 2011-12.
Yeah, well, this will be the test for him, you know, because we haven't sort of been able to get a guide on him, how he's going. He just bucking his brand off, coming back off the track. It's a fair walk up from where he comes off the track to our stables, and James had a job to sit on him to get him there, and we've been a bit worried he'd hurt himself before we got him to the races, but hopefully he'll go all right.
Okay, well, Tiger Khan, he's had two runs back this preparation. He's finished pretty well back in his races, but he gets to his distance on Sunday, doesn't he?
That's right, yeah. Well, he's only got two chances, this one and the next 2100 up here in Launceston, I think it is. If he doesn't show up in his old form, well, he'll have to go.
All right, mate, no worries. All right, well, how many have you got in the stable in work at the moment, Ken?
Only seven.
All right, just enough to keep you busy through the winter.
Yep.
All right, all the best with Shinto and Tiger Khan on Sunday. Thanks for your time, Ken.
Thank you very much.